Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrrh, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Years ago, I was having a general conversation with behaviorist Bill Campbell, my friend and mentor, and he made the comment that he thought it was amazing that any dog ever learned to sit, given the way we were teaching dogs. When I asked him specifically what he meant, he said, well, think about it. We establish eye contact with them, then we give them the sit command, and a fair number of people, whether they're supposed to or not, will shove the puppy's rear end to the ground if the puppy doesn't sit. So even though we're saying sit, we're giving multiple commands that are telling the pup not to sit. The dominant stare, the sit command with its hissing sound that will make even the youngest puppy fearful or want to get away, and then the pressure on the rear end, which also triggers another defensive response that the puppy has to override to please us. Like I said, it's a miracle that they get past all those hurdles we put in their way and learn to sit. As I devoted more time to ethology and animal behavior, I added another reason why the sit command had problems, and why I began to think that maybe we ought to do away with it completely. In normal animal behavior, in normal canine behavior, sit is a sentinel position. It's not a position a dog naturally assumes to relax. If you ever watch a bunch of free-roaming dogs, or even watch your own dog out in your yard, they sit when they're intent on something. They sit when they're focusing on something. It's not a relaxed position. In a group of dogs, the dog who assumes this position does so to keep a lookout so that the other dogs can play or scavenge or do whatever. So when we give the sit command, in addition to the dog having to overcome any ancient aversive feelings about that hissing noise, let alone the eye contact with us, the pressure on the rear end, they also have to override another ancient inclination, which is that sit means pay attention, be on the alert, and accept that what we want the dog to do is relax while we talk to the neighbor next door or watch a soccer game. So now there were four reasons why we should consider ditching the sits. And then a fifth one came along. In addition to any behavioral pain the command might be giving the animal, in an increasing number of dogs it causes physical pain. For a dog with hip or knee problems, assuming the sit position is painful. It is much more comfortable for the dog to stand or to lie down. So that's why I think we should consider ditching the sit. It serves no good purpose except maybe to make us feel that we can make a dog do something that is possibly behaviorally and physically painful. I'm not sure that's a good enough reason, particularly if we're one of those people who likes to think that our dogs are among our best friends.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrrh Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.